Did you have a boyfriend?
No. Well, not like you have here a boyfriend when you were 14 or 15. I wasn't 14.
I had a lot of
14.
Boyfriends when I was 14.
As far as me. Yeah. I had...
You had friends that were boys.
Yes, but one of them, I would say, was... I was his girlfriend, let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know? And sad to say, these two boys were eventually here in the U.S. Army and were both killed. Aww. Those two. One of them I met in Paris after the war was over. He was a GI. He was in Italy at the time. We had a cup of coffee or something. He picked me up at the office at 5 o'clock. It was such a surprise. I didn't know how he found me. I never know. He picked me up in his Jeep with a chauffeur, and we went to the Champs-Élysées and had a bite to eat or something. I remember it so well. It was in April 45.
Yeah, probably 45.
April 45.
So right at the end of the war.
Yes.
Literally.
And he told me
weeks.
That he had 3 days of furlough, and that the next morning he was going back to Italy. He was killed a few days later. And his parents were here in America. They came from Nuremberg. His father was a gynecologist. He was my doctor for my first two children.
Wow.
I mean, he was a good friend in Nuremberg.
Sure.
Then he was killed. And the other one who was killed in Italy was our rabbi's in Germany son.
And it's such an interesting thing, because so many kids who will be listening to this story will have a very different orientation about who it is that goes into the service.
Right.
So some of them will think, oh, okay, everybody goes into the army or whatever. And others will be saying, who goes into the army now? You know, that's just depending on where it is. And
well, my husband came here when he was 14 years old. He didn't know a word of English. His father had died of natural, he had a heart attack. He had a younger brother and a mother who went to England, but they didn't come here, they didn't have papers or whatever it was, so they sent my husband. Mm-hmm. And they had some very, very distant American-born cousins in Pelham, they lived. And they had a one-year-old little girl, and they were willing to take that 14-year-old boy. So he came here, he was 14, no English. They took him in. He went to school in New Rochelle, I believe. And I tell you how good the German schools were.
He was at that level.
He went to school, as I said, without any English. 2 years later, at the age of 16, he was valedictorian in his class.
Yeah, not a shock. It probably has something to do with him also.
He was very bright, but still.
You would depict somebody who wasn't bright.
So he was a GI. They were at Camp Ritchie. All these German-born Jewish boys. Camp Ritchie here, there was a movie once, which I saw. It was called Camp Ritchie. And they were all German Jewish boys. And then they were sent to various other places. My husband was sent to some place in Wyoming, and there was a 3 month crash course learning Russian. And then all these were in the intelligence, these boys, because of their language. And my husband was overseas, and he was a lieutenant, and I didn't know him, even though he came from Nuremberg. Nuremberg is a big city.
Let's